May only his word be spoken, only his word heard, only his word spoken. Amen. An amazing plan from John chapter 3, our gospel lesson. You know, sometimes you give a wrong title to a message. Now, I wasn't far off, but if I would retitle it, instead of amazing plan, I would call it an amazing script. Just a little different. I'll explain as I go along. Surely you have wondered at some time in your life, what's going on with my life? It is usually when bad or perplexing things are happening to you that you speculate, am I snake bit? Why is this happening to me? Then you might ask, is there a big picture? Or is life just about a variety of random acts? Almost no meaning to them, right? I mean, you can wonder that. You loan your car to a friend. He's in an accident and your car is total. And you're furious with him. But you don't know the whole story. He was totally innocent. He was hit by a drunk driver. And the drunk driver had his 10-year-old daughter in the car. Both your friend and the man are unhurt. But the 10-year-old daughter, she dies. The big picture changes how you think and feel about your car being totaled. Because you think about that poor little girl. All of life is a story, isn't it? That's what Madeleine L'Engel said. All life is a story. But if you only know a little bit of the story, do you really know the story? If you only take a section out of your life, do you really know the big story of your life? Probably not. Right? Probably not. If your life is part of a script, and I believe it is, then how do you figure it out? We can mull over it, we can ponder, we can be mystified by it, throw up our hands in frustration, maybe even despair of seeing the big picture. I hope you never, never do that. Give up, that is, trying to perceive your script and know where you're heading, know where you fit in. Because you know, you're supposed to have a fabulous ending. Story is only good as its ending. Do you like movies where the ending is horrible? I think they ought to outlaw them. You come to a movie and you're hoping that things will work out, and they don't. I don't know who likes those kind of movies. Demented people, maybe. I don't know. But we want our endings to be good. And they will be for believers in Christ. Our scripture today is those well-known verses from the Gospel of John, particularly John 3:16. The way I memorized it, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I envy new believers who really hear those verses for the first time and it lights them up. As a child, I really loved these verses. I'm not saying I don't love them now, but after you've said it, so many times you've heard John 3:16, you've seen it when you're watching a football game and their banner, John 3:16, I don't know if they still do that anymore, but you know, it loses some of its impact and meaning, and that's too bad, it really is. I call this section of scripture the big reveal, because it reveals the main theme of the big story the big story, God's big story. And we're all included in the storyline. We're all a part of this story, this drama. Now, here's the thing. You can opt out. God gives you that freedom. You can say, I want out. And he'll let you opt out. Before the advent of time itself, the story was written and you were in it. As it says in Psalm 139, verse 16, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now, when I go visit people who have babies, I usually read that section of scripture. But if you really listen to it, what is it saying? God's written you into the script, the big story. You're in there. All your days are written in there. You following the script? Going the right way? The main message of the big story is that God loves you. That's simple. That's simple. God loves you. You're written into the book of life. God has this great big script, and you're in it, and he's written it already before time became to be. God loves you. Now, why does he love you? When you know who you are in God's eyes, and you're children of God, your eyes are opened, you'll be ever more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you will be guided. I want to ask you this. Why does he love you? Why does he love you? Well, I think it's caught up in that word grace. Don't you think so? Grace. What is that? Well, let me tell you a story. Pastor Anthony Evans told this story. It's a real interesting story. It's about a man who's going out to dinner with his girlfriend. And it's her birthday. And he brings her a great big box, a present, and he sets it on the table for her birthday. And he says to her, I don't want you to open this till after dinner. And it's like, she's like, she can hardly eat. She's looking at this big present. Can you imagine this, you know? She's looking at this big present, and he's saying, no, we got to wait till we're finished eating. And it's killing her. Right? So finally they finished dinner. And she says, can I open the box now? And he says, yes, you may open the box. She furiously rips into it, opens up the box, thinking it's probably going to be a little box, you know, I mean, inside the bigger box. But no, she pulls out, it's a pillow. Probably one of those pillows you're all buying now from that guy who sells the perfect, what is it called? The perfect? My Pillow, yeah. She's a little distressed by this pillow. After all, it's a pillow. You know, it's kind of a personal gift. And so she flips it over thinking, surely something is taped on the back. Nothing. She finally says to him, oh, wow, I mean, this is a nice pillow, but it's a pillow. And then she finally says, well, thank you. Trying to hide the massive disappointment she has in this gift, right? The boyfriend waits. Timing is everything, right? He waits as she's mystified by the pillow. And then he gets up and he comes over to her and he takes the pillow from her hands and he puts it on the floor and he takes a knee and takes her hand and says, "Will you marry me?" Now she's not thinking about that pillow anymore. She's thinking about the giver of the pillow. The Lord of the universe took a knee, as it were, to let us know how much he loves us. And we can forget about all the things in this world. We're just thinking about the giver. Why does he love us? I don't know if we ever come up with the answer, but that's grace. He sacrificed his godness for us. And if you have eyes to see it, then you will see that everything, and I mean everything, is connected to God loving you. Everything in your history and everything that's yet to come is connected to God loving you. If you think that when bad things happen to you that God has put a pause on loving you, you'd be flat out wrong. Even when things aren't going well for you, God loves you. And he's going to weave it into the story, your story, but his story. Jesus didn't come in the world to condemn you. He came to save you. He came to open your eyes. He came to make you alive to the great story that you were always meant to be in, that you are in, if you believe. So where do you fit in? You ever walked into a mall or amusement park or a hospital or university and you see this big map, right? And there's a little red dot. And what does that red dot say? You are here, idiot. You know, I mean, something like that. I don't think it says idiot, but you are here. Wouldn't you like a map like that for your life? Where am I? You know? I'm 39 years old. I'm not. Where am I? You know, where am I going? Right? By the way, Pastor Travis wants me to dye my hair. I'm not going to. But he has a good reason for it. Pastor Travis always has good reasons. He wants me to dye my hair so that we could raise money. Yes. So he wants me to dye it, you know, purple or something like that. Right. There's the catch. Anyway. Wouldn't it be great to have a map to know where you are in life? Where am I? What path should I take? Well, in a sense, there is a map like that. Everything about your story, which direction you should go and everything, the red dot is the cross and resurrection. It's Jesus. And like I said, everything in your life is connected to Jesus loving you. When you know the gospel, really know the gospel, it orients your life. It shows you the bigger story and where you should be going and what you should be doing even. You've been joined to God's story. The portal is Jesus Christ. The portal is what he's done for you. And when you focus on Jesus, you're going to know where to go. You're going to know the meaning and purpose of your life. Hold on for that, just a minute. Your role in perceiving it begins with recognizing and believing in God's amazing love for you in Jesus Christ. When you know who you are in God's eyes, which is children of God, you'll be opened up. Your eyes will be opened up. Your mind will be opened up. And you'll be ever sensitive to the Spirit. You'll be guided and you'll walk by faith. What is faith? It's seeing things you can't see with your physical eyes. When you have faith in God, you can see things that you can't see that are invisible, actually. Right? Faith is believing that God loves you no matter how bad things might be for you in your life. My favorite acrostic for faith is fantastic adventure in trusting Him. Let me do that again. Write choreography here like the kids, right? Yeah. Fantastic adventure in trusting Him. Isn't that great? That's what faith is. And since He's the author of your story, you can trust Him. It's going to have a fabulous ending. Now, it's true that too many don't want to be under the lights of God's play. They reject Him as director. They reject the script. They reject their role. They prefer darkness. They want to write their own story because they are deceived and deluded. In fact, they might like being under somebody else's lights. He comes as an angel of light, you know, Satan. How about being in my play? You get to make all the decisions. Right? If they came into the light, their deeds, their life would be exposed. In their pride, they don't want to do that. For these people, repentance is the first step. Turning the back on a self-willed life to be just submissive to God's plan, God's script, to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. So let's talk about your role. I hope this is not making it too simple, but I think it's true. Your role in God's story, in your story, is to stand for God. Stand for God. You do it through Him. He gives you the power. You're motivated by His love to play your role in the story. The script has been written for you. You're on. Stand for God. People make a mistake that you have to do something big and important. God flips that around. When He wrote the script, the big important people are not that important. It's the little people and the little things that become really big. Everyday little things stand for God. Do good in His name. Who are the real stars? Supporting actors and actresses. Background people. You know, the people in the scenes and in movies and stuff and you hardly see, right? They're the big people in God's story. Every day, you're asked to do something for Jesus. Every day. You're at school, or maybe here, some of the older ones, you're in college. You're to be nice to the rejected people, to the bullied people, maybe. At work, instead of being in competition with people, you are to help and mentor that new fellow employee, even if they're about to take your job. This is, you're to do this, something for Jesus. At home, you're to do your chores with a good spirit. I'm talking mainly to the men here. Right? Do it with a good spirit. Take out the trash without being asked. On the highway, you're not to speed up, but you're to let them merge in. I've been talking with Pastor Travis about patience. Let them in. He's a great driver. At the store, you offer to help the elderly gentleman who's on a walker to load his groceries. Do something for Jesus. You see, these are little things. But this is the storyline. This gets star billing in God's story. Faithful in little things, and God will give you bigger things. Stand for Jesus. Stand for God. That's the script. The good news today is God loves you, and you're in his story. He gave Jesus for you. And you're in that story, and you have a role to play, and no matter how it looks right now, God loves you. You're important to him. And the ending is good. No, it's more than good. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. Don't opt out. Believe. Cling to the big story. And never, ever, ever doubt that you're in it, because you are. In Jesus' name and to his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.